Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about,
talk about now.
She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not going to shout now.
She's not going to shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast. Well, I hate to disappoint you. First of all, how was your July 4th holiday weekend, you Americans that are listening? Did the fireworks scare your dog, your baby, you? We're not done with this holiday yet. Oh, we're celebrating our independence from England. I don't know. Is that a good thing? I mean, it doesn't seem like we can handle this democracy. That's a whole other topic for another time. And that time will be never, because I can't speak intelligently about it without sounding like I'm not saying democracy doesn't work. It works. It's harder. Harder works. It's like a... It's harder to get it to work when there's so much disinformation. This isn't what I wanted to talk about. So anyway, I hope you all had a good holiday weekend. Those of you who, for some reason, your schedule was different due to this holiday. But I am embarking. I did used to bark. Barking is what they called... trying to get people to come into comedy shows. So when I was just a young thing and had moved to New York City after a year and a half of doing comedy in Boston and the Cambridge area of Massachusetts, where I had three different little alternative little spots I could hit and could perform Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. The world was our oyster, me and my other alternative comedy friends. College students would come see us with friends our own age. It was great. The places were always packed because there wasn't a ton of places to go for comedy. But in New York City, oh my God, there are so many people running their own independent rooms that aren't just mainstream comedy clubs. And even the mainstream comedy clubs, they're built so big, it's hard to get every show to sell out. And on nights that they would let new comics perform, they'd let you perform. Who's going to come to that show? Come see people that have been doing stand-up for 6 months that are kind of awkward. They look like Bambi in the headlights on stage. They look like their knees are wobbling. Not because they're nervous. They haven't done their 10,000 hours yet. Anyway, you had to stand outside and go, free comedy show tonight. And that's called barking. You, the comic, had to bark if you wanted a spot on the show. So you'd do that for a couple hours for free. Then you'd perform for free. It was all for free. It was all humiliating, but that was called barking. And even if you didn't, you know, you'd hand out a bunch of flyers. So if people brought flyers into the show, they would know that your barking worked. I don't even remember if any of it worked, if I ever got anyone to come in. I know I still got my spot on the show, but sometimes you perform for just the other comics, no one in the room. I don't remember. I must have blocked it out in a shame haze, or just that it was over 24 years ago. Anyway, I'm not barking. I'm embarking on something I call 1,000 by August. Now, I know that when we say the word 1,000, we would never write that. It's 1,000. But, you know, when we speak casually, I got $1,000. You wouldn't go, I've got $1,000. I've got $1,000. I'm looking for 1,000 by August. That is 1,000 Patreon subscribers by August. Now, a normal person who's like successful would have like 5,000. I mean, that wouldn't even be a question. No, they probably have like 2,000. So I want more than 1,000, but it's been a year of the punk. It's been a year of the Patreon, over a year. And I'm getting fucking serious. I want 1,000 by August. This is my only job. And so what I am doing right now is that there is a new episode of No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast, but only the Patreon subscribers have it. The $3 and up level get the audio version, and the $5 and up level get the video version. As always, the $5 level gets a video version of the show every week, and that video version is always longer than the audio version. So it's about anywhere from a 70 to 90 minute episode for the video version people every week. And if you're like, well, some of your episodes audio wise have been 90 minutes. Yeah, well, that means it's even longer than that on the video. So that's what I'm doing this week. It's just, I want to give the people who subscribe to my Patreon something even more special than all of the stuff they already get, which at $5 a month, you get 4 videos, 1 bonus 20 minute episode about something in pop culture. Plus you get unreleased stand-up sets and just whatever else I do. I make videos all the time and just put them up like, oh, just day in the life of me or whatever. $10 level, they get 2 20 minute bonus episodes a month, plus a 1 hour every month, plus stand-up sets and all, the video version and all kinds of things. So it's a great deal. No one else is giving away this much for so little on their Patreon. And so I want to give them something even extra special, which is they're the only ones that are going to hear this episode. And yeah, I'm not going to get, you know, I mean, maybe it's a dumb idea to say to you guys, you can't get an episode this week. I know not everyone can afford to join the Patreon, and that's no problem. I ain't coming at you. I'm not coming at anyone. I just wanted to let you know. You know, listen, most podcasts don't do 52 episodes a year. But on Patreon, you will get 52 regular episodes a year, plus more. You get over 100 episodes of content a year, way over. So there you go. This week, consider it a holiday week off for the No Fun podcast. I mean, I know this is the week after the holiday week, so I probably should have done this last week, but it just came to me. So sorry. But what I can do for you is I was going to give my producer extra work and say, here are some old episodes that you don't have the raw file for. Can you just reboot them up and we'll play a rerun? And then I'm like, no. I'll just put the link in the show notes. So I'm going to put a link to 2 past 4th of July episodes back when this podcast was called I Seem Fun. Because I know you guys can go back to the archives. If you go to jenkirkman.com and click podcast, you can find a way to go back to the archives, which are all free. But I figured, why not just put the link in the show notes? So there you go. If you're new to the podcast, you can enjoy what it used to sound like over 7 years ago. Or if you've been with me the whole time and you're like, I'll take a trip down memory lane today. I'm not joining the Patreon. I'll take a trip down memory lane. There you go. Be back next week with an all new audio episode. And there you go. So my point is every every podcast does not release 52 free episodes a year. I mean, they just don't. People, they got seasons now, like it's television. Season one. I'm like, season one? What the fuck does that mean? So if I do 48 to 50 new episodes a year for free, I mean, I think that's pretty good. So there you go. That's what's going on this week. I'm sorry to those of you who had your hopes up, but you know, I got to promote myself and I got to think of creative ways to do it. I got to think of creative ways to keep my Patreon satisfied. And I got to think of creative ways to give y'all the ones that can afford it, but just still don't believe that this is my job. A little nudge. And I swear, once you get there, you're going to be like, what was I resisting this for? This is so fucking fun. I'll put the link in the show notes if you want to join the Patreon. Again, I hope you enjoy your first week of July. It's already happened. And we'll see you next time. Until next episode that you can get for free. Have fun.